Another example of how this might work is if you were to elicit and utilize somebody's love strategy, right? Let's say in a relationship, you want to fulfill your partner's deep love strategy. I was doing coaching with a couple that were having challenges inside their relationship. And I said to each of them, well, wouldn't you like to know how to fulfill each other's deep love strategies? Now, the husband said, why would I want to do that? And I said, because you were in a relationship, it would make sense that you would want to fulfill her deep love strategy, that she, you would want to make sure that she felt loved, wouldn't it? And he said, oh, okay. So then what we proceeded to do was elicit their deep love strategies and then teach them how to utilize that strategy for each other, how to fulfill that deep love strategy. So everybody has a different strategy for knowing that they're deeply loved. Love strategies are like buying strategies. You've got to chunk and sequence them correctly if you're going to find out what that strategy is. So in a love strategy, there's the attraction, there's recognizing attraction, and then there's deep love. You want to get all three components if you wanted to find out all of somebody's love strategy. But let's just work with deep love right now. So let's say you're in a relationship or you want to develop a relationship. One of the questions that you could ask your partner is, can you remember a time when you felt deeply loved? Can you remember a specific time? As you go back to that time now, step into your body, see what you saw at the time, hear the sounds around you, and feel the feelings. What specifically was it? What was the first thing that let you know you were deeply loved? So another way that you can elicit the deep love strategy, use one way or the other. This, by the way, is written in your book. It's under strategy elicitation and deep love if you want to follow along or if you want to look it up afterwards. But the other question that you can ask them is in order for you to know that you're totally loved, is it absolutely necessary for you to be taken places and bought things or looked at with that special look? Or is it absolutely necessary that you hear that special tone of voice or those special words? Or is it absolutely necessary that you're touched in a certain way or a certain place? You want to find out. Now, a deep love strategy is a very unique strategy in that there will usually only be one step. It's usually a one-step strategy. So either they're going to say they need to be taken places and bought things, or they need to hear that special tone of voice or those special words, or it's necessary that they be touched in a certain way or a certain place. That's the deep love strategy. That's usually going to be, as I mentioned, a one-step strategy. Now, what's interesting is, and I mentioned this to you before, is that the reason from an NLP perspective why most relationships fail is negative anchoring and unfulfilled love strategies. So this is part of unfulfilled love strategies. There's other ways to fulfill people's love strategies as well that appear in our master practitioner training that we teach in there to work at even deeper levels. But this is a very powerful way to fulfill somebody's love strategy because they're usually going to have a one-step strategy, and for everybody it's different. Now, what's interesting in relationships is at the beginning of a relationship, we tend to do everything. We tend to cover all our bases. So we take people places and we buy them things and we look at them in that special way and we say those words in that special tone of voice and we touch them in that special way. But what happens is after a period of time, we tend to fall back on what it is that we like best. That's just human nature. We'll tend to fall back on what we like best. For example, I'm very auditory in terms of a deep love strategy, so I've got to hear it. While my fiance is very visual in terms of a deep love strategy. She's got to see it. She watches what it is that you do. And the fact is that after a while, in the beginning, we tend to do everything. After a while, we tend to fall back on what it is that we like best. So I might say it more, and she might show it more. And then we don't know why they're not getting it. So the fact is, in order for that person to feel deeply loved, you really got to fulfill their love strategy. So one of the best things that you can do is elicit their deep love strategy if you're in a relationship, and then make sure you fulfill that. So in our case, I've got to make sure that I show her that I love her. And in her case, she's got to make sure that she says it to me. Does that make sense? So this is a very powerful tool in terms of utilization of strategies. It's only one way to utilize strategies. But our exercise for today is going to be to go out and actually elicit somebody's deep love strategy. And for the purposes of ecology and making sure that it's safe to you, safe to others, and safe to the planet, you probably wouldn't want to elicit somebody's deep love strategy who's already in a relationship. If you're in a relationship yourself, you can elicit your partner's deep love strategy. Or if you're pursuing a new relationship, that might be the time to elicit their deep love strategy. But find somebody who it would be appropriate to elicit their deep love strategy from and find out what that is. And I think this will be very enlightening for you because you'll get to see that it may be different from your own. So that's going to be the exercise for today, is to elicit the deep love strategy. Now, if you don't want to elicit somebody's deep love strategy or if that's not interesting to you, then you could also elicit somebody's decision-making strategy, whether you be in sales or whether you be in management or in any position where you need to assist people to make positive decisions for themselves, you could elicit their decision-making strategy and then utilize a language pattern back inside their decision-making strategy that fits it. So if you're in management, for example, you could elicit their decision-making strategy, ask them how they decided to buy an article of clothing or their watch, find out what their decision-making strategy is, and then deliver a language pattern back inside that decision-making strategy. If, for example, they've got a decision-making strategy of VADK, visual, auditory, digital, kinesthetic, you could say, hey, I want you to take a look at something, and you'll see that it meets all your criteria, or that it's the right time and it's the right place. And you're gonna love this. You're gonna feel great about it. So you want to deliver the language pattern back inside of their strategy. Or if they've just got a VK decision-making strategy, visual kinesthetic decision-making strategy, you could utilize it by saying, "Hey, when you see this, you're gonna love it. You gotta check it out." And just notice how they light up when you say that. So that's the exercise for today. I want you to utilize somebody's strategy by either eliciting their deep love strategy and then fulfilling it, or by eliciting a decision-making strategy and then feeding a language pattern back inside their decision-making strategy to make your proposal the most compelling for them. Go out there and have fun eliciting and utilizing people's strategies. Talk to you soon, and until then, remember, if a thing is humanly possible, consider it to be within your reach.